Hi, and welcome back to the Prepare Podcast. On today's episode, we welcome my successor, Heather Hanton, to the podcast. Heather was recently hired to fill the role of Ministries Specialist here in the Territorial Headquarters Women's Ministries Department when I leave at the end of July. Heather is excited and ready to continue the momentum of elevating women's ministries. Join me in rooting for her and praying for her as she steps into this role. On this episode, you'll hear about Heather's history in ministry and how God has been preparing her for this role and work in women's ministries. And you'll hear the vision she has for women's ministries going forward in this territory. Here is my conversation with Heather. Hi, Heather Hanton. Welcome to the Prepare Podcast.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Good. We're so glad you're here. And listeners, this is a big deal episode because Heather, she's going to be the new me. She will be your new ministries specialist from the Women's Ministries Department at Territorial Headquarters. So Heather, welcome, and so excited to pass this torch to you.
Thank you so much. I'm excited too. I have just such a joy about this. It's just going to be wonderful.
And you have a lot of life and ministry and experience that you're bringing with you, and we want to hear about it. And so this is the moment in the episode when I say, Heather, introduce yourself to our listeners.
Well, I am a wife and a mother of two children. They are my family is the joy of my life, and they give me purpose and everything that I do. And I look at those roles as being callings and that the Lord has given to me, and I'm very blessed to have that. I also am if it's a life testimony you want to hear this morning, I'm a sinner saved by grace, and I've given my heart to God, and I have trusted in Jesus as my personal Savior and sealed by the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption. And I am trying to live my life to glorify God in everything that I do. So that's a nutshell of who I am. I am a lifetime Salvationist, grown and raised in the Salvation Army. Yeah.
Awesome. And you right now are, you and your husband and your children have, I don't know for how long, but the past few years been in the Southern Territory.
Mm-hmm. For the last 5 years, we've lived in Florida. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we actually, your husband was at the Corps, the church I attend yesterday, and the Corps Sergeant Major made a joke about you guys kind of doing the reverse retirement move or whatever, like you are moving from Florida to the North.
Well, I'm telling you, we thought when we came down to Florida that this was it. We were going to buy our retirement home. Mm-hmm. and you know, live out the rest of our days here. But never underestimate the Lord's working in your life.
Right.
Because if you give yourself fully to Him, He will take you in places that you never imagined. And so I never thought that we would be on this adventure, like you said, in the reverse. But but at the same time, we're so excited about it. Like, we feel such a peace, mm-hmm. and we feel that the Lord definitely is leading us to come back north and you know, continue our kingdom building there. And who knows? Like, we don't put God in a box, that's for sure. But we are excited to continue our ministry in Chicago,
yeah.
in the Central Territory.
Well, we're thankful for your obedience and your willingness to go where God calls you.
Yeah.
So one of my first memorable interactions with you and your husband were working at, you must have been working in the division in Western Michigan, but I was on a summer mission team, and you were kind of hosting us at the Little Pine Island camp in Western Michigan. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I just remember specifically playing Monopoly one night.
Yes. Was it Muppet Monopoly?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was Muppet Monopoly.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's right. I forgot that. And then you and Tom actually have more history being in Eastern Michigan.
Right.
As well, because that's where your family's from.
Yep. That's true. That is accurate. Yep. So, well, you must have been, I think, I'm guessing you were working in the youth, in youth at that time. So my question is, what I'm trying to get to.
Okay, sorry.
No, my long version of what I'm trying to get to is what ministries have you been passionate about over the years?
Well, most of my career has been in youth ministry. The very first full-time Salvation Army position I ever had as an adult was in Christian education and music, worship and music in the Heartland Division. And so that's where I kind of got my start. My degree is in Christian education and practical ministries. And so most of my years in the Salvation Army working has been in youth ministry. But because of that, so I've been very passionate about spiritual growth of young people. But now at this point in my life, for the last 5 years in Florida, I have been working with the women's ministries at the core level. So mm-hmm. before I was working in youth ministry at the divisional level, now I am working directly in women's ministries at the core. And I've been able to use that passion, the passion I had for youth, as a fuel for new passion for women's ministries, as I've seen, you know, the young girls in the church grow into being young women mm-hmm. and then getting to work with them and also work with the, you know, the seasoned generation as well. And what we call here in Florida, we still use the term home league as a part of mm-hmm. women's ministries. So that my passion for youth now has kind of transformed mm-hmm. into a new passion for women's ministries. I also have been passionate in music ministry, especially music ministry in the Salvation Army, because I believe that music education, giving a person, regardless of their age, the ability to develop a skill like playing an instrument or singing and reading music, it builds self-confidence, creativity, character. And the Salvation Army is such a unique place that we have an amazing resource of skilled musicians at our disposal. Mm-hmm. And we can always offer these programs at, you know, a little to no cost. And so both of those things, I just have such a love and a passion for, as far as what I put my time and my mm-hmm. energy into, are those two main things.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I got passionate about women's ministries about 7 years ago, kind of took me by surprise that,
sure.
You know, because I had for years just thought of it kind of as my grandma's thing,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then just God kind of opened my eyes up, and really even thinking about my grandma, it was more of like, oh, wow, this is a part of my heritage, because this is really yep. how my family got involved in the Salvation Army and was through my grandma's experience in Home League. So then I just kind of it transformed the way I thought of it, in that it's my heritage and it's something I want to, you know, share with others. And what a beautiful
Absolutely.
Entry point it can be for new women into the Army. Now, did it catch you off guard at all that you grew a passion for women?
It did and it didn't, because being transplanted into a corps that is 75% to 80% retired and older, I walked in and I felt such a stirring and a burning in my heart, you know, that the Lord said, this is where I want you to serve, mm-hmm. you know, and these are people that I want you to minister to. So it did and it didn't, because I felt like it was, I've always had that soft spot and that desire to minister to the quote older generation. Mm-hmm. So, but in the meantime, I still fall into the category of a woman, mm-hmm. you know, as right. as an adult woman. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like at a corps that has 75% to 85% retired and over? Mm-hmm. There's a small portion there of women in my age group, but it really turned my vision then to, you know, how do I make this more attractive for my age group? And, mm-hmm. and how do I bridge the gap in between yeah. these two generations, not even talking about the even younger generation. So yeah, it did catch me off guard a little, but at the same time, I felt like, oh yeah, okay, well, that's why I have such a heart for mm-hmm. this. And, you know, that's why the Lord gave me this years and years ago.
And I'm excited to see, like, with your history and youth work, and even where you're the stage in life you're at, a mother, wife, young children, that mm-hmm. when, so backstory, why I'm pointing that out is when I conducted a survey a few years ago and tried to pinpoint the demographic of women that we were reaching or maybe not reaching, there was a gap in women that were not involved in women's ministries. And it was actually, it wasn't so much like the, what you might assume, like the in the 20s or 30s. Mm-hmm. It was really in like the 40s.
Yep.
And what I know, I was like, you know what? I think what it is it's women with young children, and they're, so much of the world ends up centering in on the life of the, their children.
Yeah.
And they are balancing these schedules of the, their own and their children's, and getting the kids to this place and that place and that place. They're not often having time to connect with other women because they're so focused
yeah.
on their family, which is a beautiful thing to be focused on your family. But you have to, hopefully, or I'd like to see women make space for themselves where they can to
yeah.
have community with other women. So I think you're
yeah. –
I'm excited to see what you bring with, especially those two areas of being a mother of young children and having that history with youth.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear what you share about your vision, and we're going to get to that. But before
okay.
we get to that, I want you to share, this won't be boasting in yourself. You're going to be
no.
boasting in the Lord.
Yes, that's but right.
How do you feel God has gifted you?
Well, first of all, I believe that God gifts us with our desires. So the things that we feel passionate about or the things that we love, I believe those are gifts from God. For example, God has given me a heart for people. And so I've based most of my ministry on building relationships with people, seeing individuals as a part of God's canvas in the kingdom building. There's a scripture in Psalms that says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Well, the first part is you delight yourself in the Lord and mm-hmm. he will give you. And mm-hmm. they're not the desire, the wants and the wishes that you have, but it's what he instills in you as a passion and a love. And so I believe that is one of my gifts, that the Lord has given me such a relational spirit that I want to build relationships with people immediately and find out about them and who they are and, you know, what their passions are and their walk with the Lord. And or outside of that, even people that I don't know who are not a part of our church or a mm-hmm. part of the faith, you know, what makes them tick. And I see people as a part of my ministry, you know, mm-hmm. is loving people and seeing them as a part of God's kingdom. Mm. And I also feel that God has given me a love for art, and I've been able to use that. Especially in the last 5 years, designing publications for my church. And that also brings encouragement to people. Mm-hmm. But I also love teaching. The Lord has also given me a love for teaching. And so I've been able to use that in leading women's Bible studies and workshops. I teach music at the core. I co-teach the young adult Sunday school class. I've been involved in character building. And so that is something that I absolutely love to do. And so I strongly believe that God has given me those gifts because they are from him.
Yeah. Well, you might have already kind of answered this, but I'm going to ask it anyways because maybe you can expand on it.
Sure.
What does it look like to live out, for you, what does it look like to live out the gospel in everyday life?
Well, I think setting an example. Just setting the example in everything that you do, from the interaction with my family on a daily basis and living in harmony as much as you can do that, you know, as far as family dynamics go, but as far as it depends upon me, live at mm-hmm. peace. So from home life to my work life to people I meet in the grocery store, you know, you strive to practice humility by treating others better than myself. Not that I think low of myself mm-hmm. in any way, or that I think that, you know, I'm lesser of a person, but just viewing others in a different light, how Jesus would view them, which I also think is a clear pathway to good leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to teach my kids to, above all, be kind,
mm-hmm.
be kind to one another. So living out the gospel is much more than words and speaking. And yes, it's important to have a reason for, to be ready to give a reason for your faith. But while I think that's important, I think your actions speak 10 times louder than anything you say. People will be able to see Jesus in you when you live like he did.
Mm.
And then I also firmly believe in the power of prayer, having an active prayer life and an actual active devotional life and living out James 1:22, do not merely listen to the word, but do what it says. Mm-hmm. So by putting into practice what you learn in Bible study or from your Bible teaching on Sunday morning, I've been so privileged to sit under three core officers here in Clearwater who have just taught me so much just from the pulpit. And then the things that maybe I've not questioned, but had questions about, being able then to take those questions and do more of my own personal study and trying to find out, what does this really say? You said this, and I want to mm-hmm. know more about it. And so having sound biblical preaching on Sunday mornings as well is also part of living out your faith, mm-hmm. not just listening mm-hmm. to it, but putting it into practice and making it a part of your daily life. It's easy for us to go on a Sunday morning and feel good about praise and worship and, you know, even feel good about the Bible and what you hear and what you listen to, but you have to take it one step further. And so by doing that, then people will be able to see a difference in you and just in who you are. They'll be able to pick up on that. And a perfect example for me, my grandfather, who only had an eighth grade education, he went to work in the industry, but he was a Christian, born and raised in the church. And the men that worked around him were hard men. And mm-hmm. one day, a guy came up to my grandpa, "Hey, Joe, what's different about you? What's going on with you?" Well, there was the door, right? There was the open door. And my grandfather had a perfect opportunity to share why he was different and why people could see that, even though he never came in and said, "I'm a Christian." He never had to do that. People saw the difference in his mm-hmm. life and the way that he lived and the actions that he lived out daily. So I think that's very important, is treating people with kindness and practicing humility and living out the gospel in practical ways from studying it.
Yeah, that's great. Now, just to help our listeners get to know you a little bit more, what is something our listeners might be surprised to learn about you?
Okay, well, this was hard, but I've lived in 11 different states, including Alaska.
What?
My parents were stationed in Anchorage, Alaska for 3 years.
No way.
I was young. I've also lived in three Salvation Army territories, the Western Territory, the Central, and the South. Oh, and I love to sing. I've been privileged to sing the national anthem at two Major League Baseball games, as well as I've been able to tour the country and even abroad. We went to Bahamas this past year with the Southern Territorial Songsters. So that has been such a privilege for me to have some of those avenues open to me to share in that ministry.
I did not know that at all about you, especially the 11 states in Alaska.
Yeah.
So your parents were Central Territory officers, but they got called to the West.
Actually, that's where they began their ministry.
Oh. My
dad was in the U.S. Army. He served in Vietnam, and his base was out in California. And so they liked it out there so much that they decided to go into training from the West. And so they were there. We did ministry in the Western Territory for 15 years. And then we were like, the doors open that, you know, there was a position open in the Central Territory, and that's where all our family is from. So we're all from Michigan. So they took that. We came back in 1985.
Well, there's some trivia, some Heather Hatton trivia.
There you go.
Didn't know. Okay. Well, here's the big question. Or the question I'm really excited to hear from you about: what is the vision for women's ministries that you are bringing with you to this position?
Well, first of all, I want you to know, and the women of the Central Territory, that I plan to pick up where you left off, to first and foremost continue the spiritual growth of our women that you have already set in place, but also to expand on that as well, mm-hmm. To move even more forward with it through prayer ministry, through Bible studies, the small groups that you already have in place, really connecting with one another, and obviously continuing to offer those practical tools that core officers and leaders can use in their core ministry. Mm. I also plan to develop, hopefully, a territory-wide prayer ministry where women from all walks of life can be praying for one another in a new and positive way. Mm-hmm. And I also want to strengthen the connection between our beautiful seasoned generation and, of course, my generation I call myself kind of a gap filler in that, 30 to 40 range. And beyond that as well, but connecting the seasoned generation with the younger generation by developing an intergenerational mentoring program, mm-hmm. by using the programs that we already have in place, like character building and junior soldiers. So that's a start, mm-hmm. I guess, for me. And it sounds like a lot. And I realize that these things don't happen overnight and that it's going to take time and effort and support and prayer. But I really see that as it's important for us to connect more individually at the territorial level to the, not just the divisional level, but also the core level, mm-hmm. as well. But again, helping women connect with one another, spanning the miles, mm-hmm. Spanning the walks of life, where they are, big core, little core, and everything in between, mm-hmm. but also the intergenerational connection that we can make as well. And the bringing up the younger women as we're called to do in Titus, mm-hmm. We're called to do that. And so taking that model and using that as a starting point to create something relevant for our women of today.
Yeah. The Lord created space here a few years ago for this ministry. Women's Ministries has been around for a really long time. It's an institution, really, in our church. And I've heard it said that wherever the Salvation Army is even for the first time developing, Women's Ministries is one of the first ministries to get established.
Yeah.
And so for our territory to create space to specifically focus on the continued momentum of women's ministries and continued development, I'm so grateful. And I've seen, once we started that, a number of different territories have carved out more space to develop our women's ministries programming because it is such an important part of our church.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what you do. And of course, like you said, it takes time. So everyone, be patient and let Heather get settled and find her space here in our department and let her catch her vision and give her time to get, what do they say, the rubber to the road.
Yeah. And I can't wait to meet everybody and just start working for the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Heather, for what you're going to bring and for just the honoring words you said towards me. That was really kind. I appreciate it. And the women are asking questions already about what's next. And so they're ready and they're waiting.
Okay.
And I know you're going to breathe some new fresh air into what's already been going on and how exciting that'll be to see the vision of that freshness that's coming. So
thank you.
Welcome.
Great.
And glad you're almost here. Pray her here, you guys.
Yes.
Keep her in your prayers and keep me in your prayers too.
Oh, I will. I will be definitely praying for you. I've already been praying for your transition as well. So
thank you. Well, thank you, Heather, and welcome to Central Women, to the Central Territory. Welcome home.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I want to take a moment and thank all of you for listening to the Prepare Podcast and believing in it and encouraging me personally, and for all the love you've given over the years. I truly, truly hope that each episode has left you feeling prepared and equipped for tomorrow. I'll see you later.